One of the really big things that, has happened for me, and I don't know if I can put it into words very clearly, but I've been told forever that if you want to change the world, change your mind. That's a little bit like saying if you want to shoot a lower score in golf, you need to follow through.
Yeah.
If you don't know what they're talking about, it means nothing.
Right.
And this gives me the tools to change my mind, and it truly makes that phrase make sense to me.
Absolutely.
That if I really do want to change the world, mm-hmm. I just need to change my mind.
Yeah.
And that changes the world financially, love. I mean, mm-hmm. it all changes just from these tools.
Yeah. And the thing that's missing is the tools and the hands-on experience. Yeah. So we read 100 books.
Right.
And get maybe a 1% shift, which is soon overcome by the people who don't agree with us.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's helping you to be more financially successful?
It's helping my financial world. It's helping me to feel less stress over decisions that I make with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
To trust, just really trust my own sense more. to listen to that universal knowledge that we have, I guess.
Oh, okay.
We all seek and research and move mountains to find answers to all of this. But it stands in the way of just what's simple, and that the profound piece of this is that it produced results.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have to teach any of this to anybody in my life, and I cannot tell you how many people have just approached me and said, "What are you doing?" And it's not scientific. It doesn't have to be proven in a scientific way. It just does it produce results? Everybody is result oriented, and this has definitely produced results.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For creating a wonderful life.
Yeah. Real
and
results.
Without pain and suffering, and yeah.
Yeah. With throwing away pain and suffering.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. And that's been very cool.
Yeah, that's what a wonderful life is. Thanks.
For one thing, I feel like we actually get tools, real things that we can do that improve our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've seen people that are close to me, I've seen their lives improve, so our relationships improve. And then for myself, I've gained so much confidence that I can express myself to other people without emotion. Now, I have lots of emotion in here, which is good.
Uh-huh.
You know, get down to the really deepest, saddest part. But I'm only there for a while, and then I'm over on the happy part. And I can go to that sad part anytime I want, and I know I can get out of it and come to the happy part.
Oh, that's nice to know that you can get out of any negative mind stuff that's going on.
Absolutely.
That's
huge. And the best thing is that now I feel like you're teaching me where I can help other people do the same thing, especially people who are afraid of depression.
Right. I'll bet you it's the end of depression.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? I bet that these techniques, when you learn them, not only is it the end of depression, so there's this huge healing, but we have noticed that some of you produce financial abundance and miracles on the other side of it. So while we're getting healed of our nonsensical stories, we're having these amazing events of good luck, would you say?
Oh, absolutely. I know I have a lot of them.
That it's okay to do this for myself and to take this time and, you know, hopefully it'll benefit other people, but just to be okay with the fact that I'm going to be gone all day and I'm doing this for myself.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Because you tend to be a caretaker of others.
Right.
That's awesome.
Most men don't touch their feelings, and so this is a form that you can safely touch your feelings.
And still in a masculine way.
Right, right.
Wow.
And it doesn't even have to be a masculine way. You just touch them.
Yeah.
You know, there's no boy-girl on feelings. They're just feelings.
Cool.